meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the IDN Guidelines Working Group meeting on 30th of June. We have Wael, Jian, Dennis, Mats, and myself, Sarmad Hussain, on the call at this time. Over to you, Mats. And I'll be syncing the document. So, Mats, you have control.
Thank you. Is Wael there?
I see him online. We can't hear him.
And he hasn't replied in the chat either. So maybe he's doing something else. I thought that Edmund would join too. Wael is there. Okay, let's go to the text. Should we start? How far did we come last time? Or should we start from the top again? Yes, please go ahead, Samad.
Right. So we had three changes last time. There was these three options added, which are visible at the top of the page. Right now, and there were some suggestions and changes in recommendations in 2.3 by Dennis. And then the third addition was the additions in the variant section in the next section, in section 2.5. Right. So we started discussing the variants in section 2.5, but we still have to come back and look at the three options in 2.2 and also two changes in 2.3 and 4.
Yeah. Let's look at the option 1, 2, and 3 in the end of section 2.2, which is visible right now.
So these three options were added in the context of terminology and how we want to handle relevant terminology as far as these guidelines are concerned. There were three options which we wanted to consider. I documented those. And we can keep the three options and get community feedback, or we can, it should say option three instead of the two, or saying option two twice. But in any case, or we can take out one or two of those options. So we need to decide whether we want to keep the three options and get community feedback, or change the wording, or reduce the number of options. Thank you. Hello. Mats, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yep.
You hear me? Dennis, John, and Wael. Do you have any comments or opinions about the three options? So option one means that we don't have any explicit terminology. Option two means that we have a separate section. And option, well, there are two options, the second option too. I'm not sure. I think we should have a terminology glossary section. And that we should try to if not impose, but at least try to contribute to the standardization of...
Matt?
Yes.
Matt, this is Jen. There are two options too. So one is A, one is another, is 2B?
Well, I guess it should be option three.
Yeah, option three, okay. In that case, I would prefer option two. Yeah, I don't know other members' preference. Personally, I like option two with a separate glossary document.
Yeah, as I understand it, option two will mean that we have a list of terms that are relevant for the document, but that we don't go beyond what is relevant for the document, the guidelines.
Yes.
And option three, or the second option two, means that we could add other terms that we don't use in the guidelines. And I don't see why we should have that in the terminology. So Dennis, Whale, please. Whale says that's option two, Dennis. So, okay, so we agree all of them. So we remove option one and the second option two. Can we agree on that? Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, so just to recap, we are going with the second option, which
yes,
says that we have a separate glossary section for the terms which we use within this document.
Correct. Then in section 2.4, no, 2.5, we have a new text.
We actually had a revised text in 2.4 as well, which needs discussion. So there, 2.3, if you scroll up a bit, there were some changes which were proposed by Dennis, and these also need review and finalization.
Okay. I thought that red was the only thing that was new, but that was not the case. Thank you.
I wasn't in the last conference call, so I am wondering whether Dennis has made any explanation on his suggestion. If that's not the case, could you spend a little bit more time to elaborate your suggestion?
Dennis has raised his hand.
Yes,
hello, Dennis.
Please.
Did you hear me?
Please, Dennis.
Dennis, please go ahead. Okay. Dennis says he has some mic problems, so he'll be with us shortly.
So I find the text in 2.3, I mean the new text, too short and kind of abrupt. It only states that an ultimate specification for representing IDN tables, labor generation rule sets, or LGR is not available, is now period. I think that we need a more elaborate language on the IDN table. Shouldn't we state that that this is a it's about to be an IETF standard? That this is the format that should use, and maybe an argument to, besides the fact that it's standard, why this is a better type of IDN table, since it can incorporate also can incorporate the contextual rules, which you could not have or cannot have in the old table form. Whale and Jumbo waiting for Dennis, my problem. What do you say? Whale? Oh, this mic is not working either. Okay. Jan? It's only you and me talking. Please express your opinion, Jan. Well, my suggestion is that we have a more extended text there, and recommending or stipulating.
Right. This is Samad. Just to, I think, recap, the current recommendation 3 and current recommendation 4 are the recommendation language which was in the previous version 3 of the IDN guidelines, which we are revising. I think during that discussion, one of the things which came up was that we need to keep these recommendations for our current version as well, the new version which we are developing, and that we need to refer to the LGR rule set guidelines or the label generation rule set RFC as a new format, which should also be something we should be recommending. So the recommendation
okay.
4 has been reviewed by Dennis to include that reference. I guess now what you're saying is that we need to elaborate a bit more on it, including the motivation of why we did want to include this.
I misunderstood the text.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the
so,
sort of context
the,
of this revision. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying. I misunderstood the text. I didn't understand that the current recommendations 3 and 4 are supposed to be included too. And then I think it sounds fine. The only suggestion I have is that the name of the draft should be without the version -13. If it's updated to a later version, we should always refer to the latest version. And that is done by not including the version number.
Right. I think we can probably, you know, if we have the RFC by that time, we can probably just put in the RFC number. But we can take care of that, and I'll put a note around it. Dennis has also made a couple of comments in the chat box. Max, can you see those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Samad, do you know how far the draft has come?
So the draft has been accepted for an RFC, and it is with RFC editors now. So it should be coming out. The RFC should be coming out soon. So I think we can probably address that query from Dennis.
Yeah. So it's correct, but in practice, it probably won't be a problem. I mean, it won't happen. So we will have the RFC before the document is ready. Or maybe we could decide to halt it for a while if that is the case. Unless we see that the RFC gets stuck, and then of course we should probably question the LGR if it gets stuck.
I can try to find out possible tentative timeline for the RFC to come out. I can try to report back next time.
Okay, so my suggestion is then that we accept the text in 2.3. Anyone against that? That we have the text as it presented in 2.3? Okay, so let's move to 2.4. So that was the recommendation 4, which has moved up, so it's in 2.3 instead. And this is about consistency of IDN table.
Right, and one of the things we wanted to raise here was in addition to the existing recommendations for us to consider whether we want to take them forward or not. Is there anything we want to add in reference to the reference second level LGRs which are currently being reviewed for public comment?
Hey, Matt, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
It's Jen. It's Jen. For recommendation 6, we disagreed. The registry should also encourage its registrar to call attention to these policies for all protection, for all prospective ID and registrars. Here, I think the language is vague. How do you define encourage? If a registrar don't do that, any enforcement rule? So I'm considering whether it's possible to say registry should encourage registrar by including these policies into the RRA. I mean, registry-registrar agreement. Is that possible for group?
That would mean a change of the registrar agreement, right?
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
Well, it's possible for us to recommend that something is including the registrar agreement, but we don't have any power, and I don't know what the ICANN board will say to such a recommendation.
I think I think from their perspective, they may add some kind of an amendment to their like a registrar accreditation agreement. So basically, it's easy for them to say if there is kind of a new ID and policy that's very fundamental, you need to add an article into the current RAA. But of course, it can also encourage registrar to amend the RRA. I'm not sure which approach can we take, but I think the kind of thing we can just put forward. But how to do it is another issue.
Yeah,
I just think the current language is so vague. Yeah.
What do you think of having something which is in fact a recommendation of changing the registrar agreement?
Right. By the way, the reference to IDN guidelines are already there in the registry agreement as well as the registrar agreement. I think what Jan is referring to is adding something perhaps between the registry registrar agreement, which is outside the scope of I guess ICANN. That's between the registry and the registrar.
John, can you clarify?
From a practical perspective, I think it's much easier for registry. For individual registry to amend the RRA, it seems to be harder to let ICANN revise a registrar accreditation agreement. Since the recommendation 6 is all about like a registry, what registry should do, so I think we can, how about just say, encourage a registrar to do something by including those fundamental policies into their RA? Because we can say courage, that's not compulsory, right?
Okay, so your suggestion is that we should encourage a registry, recommend the registry to include in their agreement with the registrar that the
registrar should
publish.
Yeah. I think I can draft something. I can draft something later in this document for the reference of the group. We can discuss later.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah, okay.
Any other comments on recommendation 6? Recommendation 9. I don't really understand the purpose of that recommendation.
Yeah, me too. Not quite clear what's the purpose for that recommendation. What it's for. Summer, do you have an idea? What's the original logic behind that recommendation?
I'm actually not privy to that discussion, but this obviously is suggesting that TLDs should obviously collaborate among themselves to have, develop IDN tables and policies which are consistent. I'm assuming this is trying to perhaps include CCTLDs in the discussion as well as organizations like APTLD or AFTLD or those other organizations, but I'm just guessing here. I'm not really privy to the discussion which led to this particular recommendation. So that's a more generic interpretation which I can derive from it.
What would be useful from a registrant and registrar perspective is if the number of different IDN tables for the same language or same would be small. In the ideal case, there would be just one per language.
Yeah, I think so. We have done so. You know, for Chinese descripts, transcripts, we formed a consortium, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, China mainland. And for Chinese, we have like a working group, including Korean, Japanese, and Chinese. I think that's sort of a consortium or forum. It has been there. So if recommendation 9 actually means this one, we have done so, but absolutely we can encourage other languages such as Arabic and Spanish to do the same thing. But if recommendation 9 is not talking about this one, it's talking establishing new group or new forum. I'm surprised. Yeah, how can we do that?
The important outcome are not the groups, but the reduced number of variant tables, so to say, to have as few alternatives as possible. And maybe the recommendation 9 should instead recommend TLDs to use the same IDN tables as someone else instead of creating one.
I think so.
or that they should, I mean, ICANN has, is about to publish reference tables, and maybe the recommendation should be to use the ICANN reference tables as the IDN table for your CLD.
I think ICANN will be reluctant to do that. I think ICANN tends to encourage local community to have some like a bottom-up consensus policy. We don't like push forward as like a up and down.
Top down.
Top down, yeah.
And then it's right that the ICANN reference tables allow for deviation. Yeah. So.
Right. He also, Matt, sir, there's a comment before that as well.
Okay. Forcing to use same IDN tables stifles competition, Dennis says. Well, I wasn't suggesting a hard
amount.
I was suggesting a recommendation to use it, but if the group is against that, then we shouldn't do that. And I don't see recommendation 9 as it is now to have any purpose. And then I suggest that recommendation 9 is just removed.
In the context of recommendation 9, let me also share that there is now a group for Arabic script as well, which has been functioning for almost 2 years. And they are also currently working on second level tables. And that's a community sort of led effort. So there is, there are other initiatives out there in addition to the CJK initiatives which Jan just shared. Is that something we want to keep or is that something we want to take out?
I suggest that the recommendation 9 as it is now should be taken away. Because I don't see the purpose of it.
Maybe you can change recommendation 9 to a general principle, because it's not it has no any practical meaning. So it's like a principle encourage collaboration. It's like a principle of encourage. Establishing forum for the common interest. Is that okay?
But what should we encourage? Collaboration or reduction of the different table? Dennis doesn't think that we should encourage unifying the table. So what's the purpose of collaboration then?
Yeah.
I suggest that we tentatively remove recommendation 9. Jan will and think about it. So if we should keep it or not, or we should rewrite it or not.
I'm okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm okay to remove recommendation 9, but since Here we only have two guys here. We can read that concern to the group to see other members' idea or opinions. Is that okay, Matt?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I'm okay to remove recommendation 9. But since now we only have two guys, you and me, so we may read that concern to the group to hear other members' opinion or suggestion on this one.
Well, it's fine with removing 9, but I think we should do it as a suggestion for
yeah, that's right.
That's my suggestion. Dennis writes, universal acceptance is one example where registries can collaborate. It's not only about language tables. So I'm not sure what that would be in an IDN perspective, especially under IDN tables. So the name of this section is, let me see if I can scroll up, consistency of IDN tables. That's the title of this section.
Oh, yeah.
So then if recommendation 9 is under that headline, doesn't that mean that it's meant to have a have consistency between different TLDs on the same language? Please, someone.
Yes. So recommendation 9 I had put in this category, but you know, this is just a arbitrary sort of mapping which I did onto the issues list which we had developed from the original the previous versions of the guidelines. So you know, if recommendation 9 does not fit this particular heading, I think we should we could take it and put it in a separate heading, which is more generic and not relevant to IDN tables by themselves. So I think what Dennis is probably saying is that this heading, this recommendation is still valid, for example, for the collaboration which is going on for between the TLD registries on IDNs, and that is something which is still very useful, even if this is not applicable in the context of IDN tables.
So what should they collaborate on?
So we could take it out from 2.4 section and put it separately, or make a new section, so that can be done. But yes, we do need to discuss then how we want to orient this recommendation.
So I don't see what they should collaborate on relevant to IDN if it's not on the IDN tables. Can someone explain to me?
So Dennis had pointed out that there could be collaboration on universal acceptance of internationalized domain names, for example.
And in that case, it doesn't mean that TLDs with the same tables should collaborate. It could be just TLDs collaborate on acceptance of IDN.
Right. So this recommendation is not in the context of IDN tables. I guess that's what the and it's just miscategorized by being in this section.
And then we should probably have a different, a clearer language of what they should collaborate on. So let's mark recommendation 9 that it needs clarification, and that it needs to find a suitable heading to be put under. Can we agree on that?
So Dan's already Jian's already said yes to that in the chat box.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do that. So the text is there, but we look at it. And also that Jian get the action point to suggest an updated recommendation 6. Okay. Let's move on to 2.5. Can you remove the in between the pages?
Let me see.
Maybe not. So we have different topics. We have allocation, and the next page is delegation, child host and name servers, voice registration data, and DNSSEC. And this is under IDN variant. And the first group is allocation.
Right. This is Harmad. Just to summarize very quickly, this topic was, we started to discuss this topic during our last call. And for the atomicity, there was a general agreement. Some members felt that all the variants must move together or should be considered as a single unit variant set. But there were other constraints like the dispute issues and transfers. And because of that, the group was discussing that there should be a, we should say that atomicity or single variants as a single unit should be encouraged as a best common practice, but it should not be a must. And that's where the discussion ended, though some of the members said that they need to think more about this and come back to us because these recommendations were shared very, you know, just before the last call, so not everybody had time to go through them during the call. But that is what was discussed for atomicity. And then there was also discussion on how to handle disputes, whether allocated versus blocked variants, especially those which are allocatable and not allocated and blocked variants, whether they are attributed to the registrant or the registry. And the implication of that was that if a dispute is brought against a blocked variant or a allocatable variant, which is not allocated at this time, does that dispute come to the registrar against the registry or the registrant? Suggestions on the table was basically the whole group is assigned to the registrant and registrant is notified of these implications. Eventually some wording needs to be brought in to that context. Let me stop there and hand it back to you, Max.
Well, if we're talking about dispute, which is handled by in some ICANN context, then we could have an influence on it. But we talk about a dispute which is brought to some legal system in some country. We have no influence on that. And do we have any influence on, or could we influence the dispute system, which is the UDRP dispute system, how they consider variants? I doubt it. So my suggestion is that we drop discussion on dispute. I don't think it's fruitful to have it.
So I'm just reading from the notes from last meeting. And it's noted that it is suggested to highlight the possible scenarios and the and that registries include language in their dispute resolution policy that a label or variant based on its canonical form can be applicable in a dispute. So registrant is aware of such cases and is held to the same level as if registrant registered the canonical label. Dispute normally triggered due to use of a name and dispute is normally triggered due to use of a name and not by a non-use of a name. So registrant may not be directly faced with disputes in UDRP and URS unless active label is used in bad faith. So this just puts a reminder for registries without significant impact on registrants not using the name in bad faith. So that's some excerpt of the discussion we had last week, 2 weeks ago in the last meeting. So what was being proposed was some action or some recommendation to registries to have some additional language in their dispute policy in the context of variants. I guess that's where we left off last time. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you respond to Dennis' question? In the chat box. Okay. I'm not comfortable with this structure here in this table. It says allocation. And talk about blocks. This table needs to be restructured. Well, maybe that's the homework for next meeting in two weeks, because now it's only 3 minutes left.
Hi, I'm back.
Yeah. So let us take this 2.5 as the homework for next week, and all of us read it through, and maybe try to create something which is more easier to understand and read.
Yeah, the table looks complex. I think we need more time to do some homework and return it to a deeper discussion next time.
So everybody look at the table 2.5 and go through it and come with a suggestion, both in terms of a structure and also how we should describe these things. I think that as Salma described or read from the notes with a dispute, it could be a recommendation to the registry to make sure that the registrant is aware of policy. Okay. Thank you, all of you. You who are in Helsinki have a good end of the ICANN meeting. I was there Monday, Tuesday. But now I'm not there anymore.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Talk to you in
Thank you.
2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.